What's going on? It's your girl, Miss DJ Hoodie, getting at you guys. In between Mesa and Gilbert, I'm on my way to Chandler to try and have brunch with my family, but there was some stupid major fucking accident, and so I'm sitting in traffic. I don't know. I should have just got off and just skip ahead to the next highway. Yeah, so I got like, what, another mile to go before I hit the ramp of where I need to go. But anyways, how are you guys doing? I'm doing fabulous. I feel pretty good today. And I'm sure it's because I finally get to hang out with my mom, my dad, my nephew, my brother, and my sister-in-law. And I've been wanting to do this, like, forever. Not sick. And I'm not sick, so I'm, like, so happy that I finally have the energy and all that. You know what I mean? I don't know if I can do traffic anymore. I do not know. Why the hell did I get in this lane? Oh, God damn it. But yo, anyways. Today, I don't know what the hell we were gonna do. I just know that I gotta go to, or no. That's not till tomorrow. Okay, never mind. But I don't know if I'm gonna hang out with my nephew today because my parents, I think they kind of have something going on, so I don't know if I'm gonna take my nephew with me. But since I wasn't feeling good on Valentine's Day, I wanted to take him to see the Lego Batman movie. And is that even out? I don't even know if it's out. But I wanted to take him on a date. So that might consist of chicken nuggets, a movie, and I don't know, maybe the playground or something like that. Because he wants to play. You know, and I gotta tell you guys something. I'm reading the Leah Remini book. It's called Troublemaker, and it's about her life in Hollywood and Scientology and how she quit, right? And yo, okay, I think I'm passing the accident. Dude, the whole front is all smashed in. Oh, I hope the drivers are okay. I hate seeing accidents. But anyways, and she stated in the beginning of the book, and you know, I was kind of wanting to do like book reviews because I love reading. I've been loving reading since I was a child. And with my life so busy, so hectic, sometimes I just don't have time to read like how I like to, and I'm finally getting into it. I'm so happy about it. But I bought the book from Goodwill for like a dollar something, and normally it's like 30 bucks. So I'm quite happy with the purchase, and I shit you not, this is probably another one of my favorite books that I've ever owned. But anyway, she stated in the beginning of the book that she knows that she's been very selfish and self-centered and not a very good daughter, sister, you know, things like that, right? Mother. She stated that she knows that she hasn't been a good mother. And the reason why I'm bringing this whole thing up is because she stated in her book that that she's a mother, she feels the obligation to play with her daughter. And hopefully you guys can hear me better now. I'm so sorry about that. But some other mother told her that you are not, you're just not your daughter's playmate. And I guess she broke down because she was wanting to hear that for so long. And I was questioning myself, like, I mean, I play with my nephew, like, I mean, we built Legos, you know, we played cars and stuff like that, but, like, sometimes I feel like I got so much going on with the things or adult responsibilities, and I'm like, am I, like, for real, like, his playmate? You know what I mean? And then it's like, oh, when if one day I have children, am I gonna feel this way? And I hope not. But that was just something that I was like, you know, and I noticed that I'm slowly starting to have interest in playing all the things that we used to play. And I don't know if it's because he's getting older. I mean, because he's 6 now. He's 6 years old. And I don't know if it's because of that. I mean, or maybe my responsibilities got a little bit more. But I'm just not quite sure. And that was kind of getting to me just a little bit. After I read that passage in her book. And I was surprised. Because when it comes to my nephew, I don't second guess. You know what I mean? Like, I'll do anything for him. Like, legit. But I find that, like, when he wants to play, I'm just kind of like, I don't know if I get lazy or I'm just not, like, interested at the moment. Like, I just want to chill. You know? But yet, I'm, like, promising him that he can stay the night. But I always try to do stuff that I know him and I would like. And I mean, you know, we have fun and everything, but, like, I just had to speak up on the book on what was said to her and what she was feeling as to compare to how I have been feeling when my nephew wants to play lately. And I don't know, I just found that kind of strange, but, yeah, so I might be hanging out with my nephew today. We might walk around the mall, check out the Lego store, and secretly maybe check out showtimes at AMC or somewhere. I'm just not feeling Harkins Theaters anymore. I don't know. Like, I'm just not. I'm more into AMC, and I grew up to AMC Theaters. I've been going to AMC Theaters since I was, oh my gosh, since Land Before Time came out. That was, like, the first time I ever went to movie theater because I won Land Before Time tickets from a book club. That's crazy how we're talking about books and then I'm bringing this shit up. But, oh my gosh, I don't know. I'm going to Chandler Mall right now. I'm in Chandler. And I think it's Chandler Boulevard. I'm not sure. But yeah, man, so I might check out AMC Theaters, and since I'm I don't mean to brag, but I am an elite member of a business club, so I get AMC Theater tickets for, like, 20% off or something like that. So, oh, I hope this is the right exit, but yeah, I'm gonna see what's up. Oh, dude. God damn it. Yeah, I think I need to hit up, like, a Walmart or like, a CVS and put some cash onto one of my, I don't know, cash cards. I forgot what it's called, but, yeah, because I need to buy the tickets through my phone if I'm gonna use my Elite. So, oh my gosh. Yeah, I got off at the right place, I think. I think so. I think I need to head straight.